Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf daf Chavav, and we are on the top of Chavav Amud Aleph. It's still discussing the first Mishnah in this Perek Aruga. So the Mishnah said that if one has an area of 6 by 6 tefachim, then you could plant in it 5 different zera'im. And we learned that from the Remez in the Mishnah, or using Svara, as we had on yesterday's daf. But if there is a raised border around it, if it's a gavoa tefach, we mentioned, so then the Mishnah said that you could plant even 13 in it. Right? Gvol gavoa tefach, zoram betocha shloshasar. Then you'd be able to have 13 in the area, because you'd be able to have 3 on each border, so that's 12, and then 1 in the middle, that is the Tanakama Shita. And then we spoke about Lefes, the Chulu. Just keep in mind, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said 6 in the middle. So it's not 100% clear, as we'll see in the Gemara today, what is Rabbi Huda referring to? Is he referring back to the first case, where there's an area of 6 by 6 where you can plant 5, and he just goes up and says you could plant 6 altogether? Or is he saying that you could have, in the case, the Seifa case, where you have a gvul around that is really 8 by 8, so then you could plant 13 with a 1 in the middle, and he somehow says 6 in the middle. So what is that is going on? So we'll see that discussed in the Gemara. So I look gvul gavoa tefach v'chulu. Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rav Imi havayasvin. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Imi were sitting. Makshi, they were asking the following question. Taninan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hayala Gvul Govel Gavoa Tefach, when you have the rim, a raised border outside, so it's 8 by 8 altogether. So why does the Mishnah say that you could only, or the Mishnah says you could plant Zorah Besocha, Shloshasar, you could plant, the Mishnah says you could plant 13, Shloshah called Govel V'Govel V'Echad Bem, so you could plant 13, 3 on each border, and then 1 in the middle. Nisni, we change the gersa, chamisha be'emsa. If a regular patch could have 5 in the middle, so then, why is it, so with the border that has 12, so why can't you plant all the ones on the border, 3 on the border, which is 12, and then you could have 5 in the middle, right? So why is that not allowed? So the Gemara answers, no. The answer is because if you don't have a border, so there's no Zerayim on the border, so you don't have to distance from the border at all, because you just have to worry about what's inside and see if they're separate from each other. But once you have 3 on each border, so then you can't plant the same in the middle as you did without the border. Tip darsha govlin memat ajisha. Right? The border, limits the 6 tefach each that we, 6 by 6 area that we had. Because again, you have to be worried about, what's outside and not just what's inside. But the Gemara says, is that true? Is that how we read the Mishnah? Im b'sheha govlin mematin shisha b'da taninan. Isn't it in that case we learned in the Mishnah of Yehuda Omer shisha b'emsa? Meaning Yehuda says 6 in the middle. So isn't that the Havamita of the Gemara? Isn't that going on the case that the Mishnah just spoke about, the Seifa, where you have the border, and the border, if the Tanakama said 12 on the edges and 1 in the middle, and Yehuda says, no, you can have 6 in the middle. Right, you can have 6 in the middle, so you see, you know, even though there are 12 on the border, Rabbi Yehuda would allow 6 in the middle. You look at that separately. Maybe according to that Havamina, it still could be looked at. There won't be Mara sign because everyone could be noticeable by itself. Gemara says, no, that's not how we understood the Rabbi Yehuda. V'kaimanua, we establish and we explain the Mishnah. V'lo yadani chavraya kimanua I Rabbi Imi kimei. We don't know if it was Rabbi Imi or the other chavra that made this suggestion, al rosha, which means on the resha. Rabbi Yehuda is going on the resha. Rabbi Yehuda is not going on the seifa, meaning the case without the border. The case without the border, and there's 5 in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda somehow says there could be 6 in the middle, from 5 to 6. But he does not say that there could be 6 in the middle if you have 3 on each of the borders, making 12 and 6. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. So we're just not sure who made that suggestion. Why is it so important for us to know? We're not sure who made that suggestion. Someone said it, right? So that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that we always want to be very exact in terms of quoting different suggestions. So Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, we know all the way at the end of Pirkei Avos, the end of Perek Vav, Halamata called Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, maybe Geula La'olam, right? One brings Geula when one quotes the ideas in the proper way from the proper source. Interesting Maharal, which we have mentioned in the past, but I'll mention it again now, from the Derech Chaim on that mission in Pirkei Avos. Derech Chaim is the Maharal's commentary on Perkei Avos. Yesh l'shol, ask the Maharal, minale de bishvil zeh hayaha geula. And what's the source for Mevi'i Geula Olam? Right, the Mishnah quotes the pasuk from Esther, where the pasuk quotes that Esther told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. And then later on, that helped bring Geula. So ask the Maharal, how do you know this was the cause? How do you know this detail, the fact that she said in the name of Mordechai, how are we so sure that that played a role? The ode, call midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah keneged midah. Every midah of Hashem is always tit for tat, midah keneged midah. The davar zeh shomer davar b'shem amro, what does that have to do with geula? Right, I say something in your name, and that's going to bring geula. What is the connection between those two? V'yesh ladas, says the Maharal. Ki kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi geula. Hashem Yisbarach rotze sheyedu ki hu Yisbarach pal. Whenever Hashem brings geula, he wants the world to know, to recognize him, that he is the one that's bringing the geula. V'lo yomru lo Hashem Yisbarach pal calls those. People shouldn't ignore it, and I notice it. Rachachmasam v'otzim yadam. People, Hashem wants to bring geula, but especially, I'll add, those involved in the geula shouldn't think that it's their own. V'chein timsa begulas Mitzrayim. K'siv v'yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem b'hotzii osam eres Mitzrayim. Among other psukim like that. Lefichach, says the Maharal, imlo haisa Esther ba'alas midazos litlos hadavar b'misheroi litlosa. If Esther wouldn't have been someone to give someone else the credit, to notice that it wasn't her, if she wasn't that type of person with that midah, v'haysa chas v'shalom ameres l'Yisrael, ani asisi brov chachmasi, k'dil hisgado l'espire, it was me. If Esther wouldn't have been had that midah of passing the credit, lo haysa Esther ru'ya shetavo agula al yada. In other words, Hashem brings geula through people who will recognize that it's him that's bringing the geula. Shashem Yisbarach rotze lahodia hachesed v'hatov shehu Yisbarach oseim Yisrael. Hashem wants it to be known that he is the one that's bringing hatov v'taklal Yisrael. Aval me'achar, so if Esther wouldn't have been that type of person, she wouldn't have been involved. Aval me'achar she Esther higid l'melech. Achash v'b'shem Mordechai, but once Esther told it b'shem Mordechai, that showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is the type of person I want to be involved in my geula process. She could have said it was me to find favor in his eyes. But she quoted Mordechai. So she was right for that. Because she will be told it on Hashem. Because Esther knows that it's all from Hashem. The pasuk didn't have to tell us that. What's the emphasis? You got a melech b'shem Mordechai. Ki ikir kra lo bala lamed rak sheno dadaver lemelech b'shem Mordechai. Why did it have to say Esther said in the name of Mordechai? It could just have said it was told to the melech in the name of Mordechai, and then we would already understand the story about later on of Balaylahu, and they looked in the Sefer Hazachronos. Why did the dafka say Esther was the one? The pasuk's telling us. Skip a line. Av ba'akas of lomod. V'bnei ma zachsa Esther shal yada haisa hagu'ula. V'ramaz l'cha akasav. That's what the pasuk is hinting to. B'shvil sha'amra davar b'shem omro. V'lo haisa tola ba'atzma. V'kach tia tola gu'ula. And that's so too she'll tola the gu'ula. V'misha heviya gu'ula v'lo ba'atzma. The davka gula zos ramakasav. And only that by this gula it was hinted to. Shaisa Esther ru'ya l'gu'ula davka. Bishvil Shamra Davar B'Shem Omro. And that's similar to Geulas Mitzrayim. Bevade Noda Geula Shumin Hashem Yisbarach. Kinasa Begula Zos Oso Sumovsim Gedolim Asher Noda Shmo Yisbarach. And that's what he continues. V'yafi mechashmonayim, he skips. Shegoalam midei Yavan haya neis nire dahainu b'neiros. What Hashem do the neis? That's a question the Maharal asks here. En in ner mitzvah. We already won the war. That was ready neis. Why we need the neis of the candles? Right, the Beis Yosef's kasha. Why do we light 8 and on 7? Kedei sheyedu ki Hashem Yisbarach haya magbarosam ala yivanim. V'lo yomru kochim vozim yadam asa zos. The neis of the candles was to be megale the neis of the war. There wasn't a neis niglem, but because shahayu begalus, vaya bastaras panim, lo shayach sheyebem neis nigle kemobi me'al yevanim. Right, they were. It was 250 years before the Chanukah story, but they were in galus. and therefore it wasn't appropriate. They couldn't have done an Eis Nigla. U lefichach in lo Esther omers davar b'shem Omro lo haisaruya lahavi hagula, so she wouldn't have been the one to bring the gula. And he continues and talks about this idea that you have to be a person who has the mida of omer davar b'shem Omro. Good. The Rav Matzio Solomon, in one of his Ma'amarim, he extends this to say, to explain the Medrash. It's a Medrash in Shmos that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midian and the daughters of Yisro say to him, Ish Mitzri, Silanu Miyad Aroin, and one shot of Chazal is that Moshe did something wrong here, that he did not stand up when they said Ish Mitzri. He should have said, because he looked like a Mitzri, that's the Pashup shot, he should have said, no, I'm a Yehudi. But there's another Medrash that said, Ish Mitzri, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I doing in Midian? Because of the Mitzri that wanted to kill me and made me run out, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. Right, that's the that Mitzri. And the Medrash gives a mashal of a person who got bitten by a snake or by an arod, and he had to run in the forest to find water to wash off his wounds. And when he gets to the water, he sees a baby drowning, and he's able to save the baby because he had been by the water. So the major says, oh, people say, wow, thank you for saving the baby. And he says, I didn't save the baby, it was the arod that saved the baby. The arod saved the baby, or the arod gave you a bite. So the answer is, you recognize, not that the arod actually needs hakaras hatov, but you recognize that you are part of the chain of events, and you didn't start the chain of events. So suggest Solomon, that is also an extension of this idea of the Maharal, of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. And that's why maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to take part in the Geula process, because he is someone also, he doesn't take credit, he is Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So that is maybe why the Gemara is so interested. The Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara just says, we're not sure if this was said in the name of, if Rabbi Imi made this suggestion, if the Chavraya made the suggestion, that Rabbi Huda is going on the Reisha, but that is the suggestion in the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, just one question, which the Gemara does not answer. You think it's going on the Reisha? I find that hard, because there's a Brisa that seems to say befavors that it does not go on the Reisha. The in al Rosha, if it is going on the Reisha, V'datani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmon Asar. We have a Brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda allows 18. If he allows 18, that must be with 12 on the edges and 6 in the middle. That's the only way you get to 18, which means Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Seifa case and not on the Reisha case. Okay, if that's true, that's Akasha, and then we would have the question again on the Tanakama. Why would the Tanakama's middle be so limited? Unless that's also part of the Machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Mahu lahakriach, a couple of questions now the Gemara has. Mahu lahakriach base rova, can I plant in a base rova, vilzroa besocho chamisha mine tfua, and plant 5 tfua, meaning, just like by Yerukos, there's a 6 tefach separation, like we had in the Mishnah, a couple of daf ago, between 2 fields of Yerukos, you have 6 tfachim in the middle, and you have a base rova separation for tfua. So maybe, just like we learned in our Mishnah, 6 tfachim is the separation amount for Yerukos. But if you have a 6 tefach area, you could plant 5 Yerukos in it. So do we say the same thing for a base rova? If you have a base rova area, could you plant 5 types of tevua in the base rova? Again, just like the 6 tefach area is the separation amount for Yerukos, but if you have that area, that amount of area, you could plant 5 in it. So do you say the same thing by tvua? Tvua, the separation amount, is base rova. So what if you have a base rova? Could you plant 5 different types in that base rova? So the Gemara says, Ma im shisha al shisha shelokin alav. Well, let's think. 6 by 6 Dvar Torah. At Amar Mutter, right, in a case where 6 by 6 you could get Malkus, and yet it's Mutter, 6 by 6 by Yerukos, you could get, if you plant within the 6 by 6 Tvachim, you're going to get Malkus if you didn't have that amount of separation, and yet, At Amar Mutter, but yet if you have that area, you could plant 5 in it. So Kan, Shein Lokan Aladvar Torah, so here, by the Tua, where you wouldn't get Malkus if you plant within the base Rova, right? That's too far. Lo kol shekein, so surely it should be mutter to plant five in the base rova. This line of the Gemara is used against the Rambam. We discussed the Rambam a couple of days ago, where the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Kelayim says that one of the shiurim, so each one goes down one. There's a daraisa and there's a darabanan. The Rambam says that tvua, there is the darabanan for tvua is beis rova, and the daraisa for tvua, right, is six tochen. If I plan, right, the Rambam says again, Gimel Tes, Ketzad, Sadeu, the Rambam before this said, you always need the, there's always different amounts of Shiurim for different Kilizraim, as we read that Rambam a few times. V'Shiurin Rabim Yesh Bar Chagazos, Hakol Lefi Godel Asada, Hanizra'as, Ulefi Rochav Ha'alin, V'Shilua Chayonko. So the Rambam says, Sadeu, Shai says, Zerua Min Tfua, Ubekish Lezerua B'Sada Min Tfua Acher, you want to make two fields of Tfua, B'Sada Acheres, Marchik Beinei, and Beis Rova. You have to have a Beis Rova in between. 10 by 10 or so. Bayman M sa Bayman Atsat. Vimlo Haisa Banam Kishira Zehaya Asr. Right? If you don't have base rova in between, then it's Asr. It's Asr to do that. But you only get Malkus, Fenoloke, Elachi Ukrovim, Betok Shisha Tvachim. So two fields of Tvua, Midraban and Ninalisa base rova, but the Daraisa is six Tvachim. And what about fields, Yerakos? Haisa Sadeu Zura Yerek, Ubikesh Lizra Besita Yerisada Yerek, two fields of vegetables, Acher, Afila Dalas, Marchik, Bein Shdea, Sado Shisha Tvachim, but Shisha Tvachim. You need 6 by 6 in between, Beimena Emsa, Beimena Atzad. But you don't get Malkus unless it's within a Tefach. So ask the Achronim. This Gemara seems to be like the Raiva. The Raiva there argues on the Rambam, because this Gemara seems to say, we're talking about, in the first line of the Gemara, we're talking about Yerakos. We're saying just like Yerakos have the heter, even though you would get Malkus for 6, you get Malkus for 6 by 6. The Rambam says about Yerakos, you only get Malkus for within a Tefach. You wouldn't get Malkus for 6 by 6. So this Gemara seems pashtus like the Raiva against the Rambam. Unless you could read it, I saw in the Pnei Aryeh in the back, he says maybe you could read it. If 6 by 6, which there is shaychus that it's daraisa, meaning by tevua, in the area of 6 by 6, is in the world of daraisa, not by yerakos, but by tevua, you would still can get malkos there, and yet it's mutter by yerakos, so surely beis rova, which is never in the area of daraisa, so then that would be allowed. That's how the Pnei Aryeh reads the Gemara. V'tzorach lomar dachi kamar. How the Rambam, how he suggests the Rambam would read the Gemara. Ma im shisha shelokin alav. Klomar, de'ika gavni shelokin alav. There are cases that you would get Malkus for the 6 by 6. Dahainu bitfua. De'ika lameimar. De'kiva de'batfua lokin bepachos mishisha. Since within tfua, that's an area of daraisa. Gambi yirakos asur lechadchila lizara baruga. Shishisha al shisha. You might have thought, so if you only have an area of 6 by 6, you can't plant so many Yerakos in there, because this is an area that would be Daraisa for Tua, V'yafilu hachi mutter, and still it's mutter, so base rova, the lekagabi shalokan alav, alkoshikesha mutter, base rova, which we never get Malkus for, surely that would be mutter. That's the suggestion of the Pnei Aryeh, how he reads the Gemara for the Ramba. Okay, that's the suggestion. So the Gemara answers yes. The Gemara says, can you be makriach the base rova? Can you plant a 5 within a base rova? Just like that's the separation amount. Could you plant that amount? So the Gemara answers yes. Next question. We'll get back to the lokin. Let's just finish the, continue the Gemara. Ma im maula kriach betchilas shisha lios meitzav aholech. So can you, if you have the 6 by 6 area, can it taper after the original 6 by 6 tefach? Right, if you have a 6 by 6 tefach area in between Yerakos fields, can it then taper and get closer and closer? Different permutations, how it gets closer and closer in the Rishonim. So Ma, so Gemara answers yes. Ma im bishah she avuda pogaas ba avuda. Right, if in a case, remember what we said, that the avuda of a yarek is 1.5 tefachim, and they're allowed to overlap, the anika is allowed to overlap underneath, in a case where bishash avuda pogas bavuda, that means 5 yarekos that are planted, like our Mishnah's case, 5 yarekos that are planted within a 6 by 6, right, that's within 1.5 tefachim of each other. So if in a case of pogas bavuda, adomar mutter, if in a case where the anikas are overlapping, underneath. You say it's mutter, kan. Say in the case here, she'en avuda pagas b'avuda. Here, we're at the beginning, in the 6x6 tefach area. The unikos are not overlapping, so lo kol shekein, surely that should be a mutter case. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not really what we were asking. That we know is mutter. Lo tzircha, die. What does that mean? Or lo tzircha di, or if you look in the sheet in his host, lo tzircha da ella. Right? Di ella's laws. This is not what we're asking. Ella, this is the question that we're asking. Ma la kriach betchilas beis rova lios meitzav aholech. What about that case? If you have the beis rova, ten by two, in between the tvua fields, could that be tapered? Could that be tapered? Ma im shisha al shisha. So the Gemara has the same kind of answer as we said before. Ma im shisha al shisha. Shalokin alav tvar Torah atover mutter. If in the case of 6x6, where you're going to get malchus for that, you'll have to read that the same way as the Pnei Aryeh read it for the Rambam. You're going to say mutter. So kashi alokin alav tvar Torah lokoshekin. So the same answer is given in terms of that, and therefore it would be allowed. Okay, this when we Gemara here is talking about when is it Darabanan and when is it Daraisa, and you're going to get Malchus. Malchus is always a litmus test. Malchus is always a crucial discussion to wonder if something is Daraisa or not. Sometimes if the Rambam says something is Loka, then for sure it's Daraisa. Even if the Rambam doesn't say Loka, sometimes it could be Daraisa without Malchus. Sometimes the Rambam can say you're going to get Malchus Mardus for a Daraisa. That always throws us off, because Malchus Mardus often reflects that it's Darabanan. To say it's Daraisa, that would be trickier. But we know the source of Malchus for an Isser Daraisa is one Makar, even though it says Mos Yumas by Chiyuve Misa, it says that by every single case. Every single case of Chiyuve Misa, it says some form of Rogom Yirgamuhu, Mos Yumas. But when it comes to Malchus, there's just a Makar, there's a Makar in Parshas Kisetzei that tells us, Arbom Yakena Lo Yosef, we're not allowed to be add on. You're not allowed to add on a Chavala to someone who is Chayiv Malchus, and it connects to Shar Bedisho. That's right next to Lo Saksom Shar Bedisho, not muzzling one's animal. And that's why Chazal teach us that all of Chiyuvei Malchus have to be dumya de lav de chasima, have to be similar to the lav of muzzling. So just like the lav of muzzling has a maisa, it's a lav sheish ba maisa, so too all Chiyuvei Malchus have to have a maisa, lav sheish ba maisa. So just like the lav of chasima is a lav, it's not a lav anita klase, cannot be corrected with any type of mitzvah or say that you do, so too all malchus have to be the all chiyuvei malchus are cases where it's not a nida klasei. If it's a lav nida klasei, if it's a lav sheva maisa, so then we paskin you're not going to get malchus. Just like a lav of chasima is not a lav shebeklalos, is not a lav that includes many other isurim, so too all lavim you're going to get malchus for cannot include any other isurim. And number four, just like the lav de chasima is not a lav shanitan lasaras misas bezdin, it's no way you could get misa in this case. So too, you can only get malchus for an avir that you will never get misa for. But if there's a chiyuv misa that he got hasra for malchus, so then he would not get malchus in that case. That's a lav shanitan lasaras misas bezdin. Reb Chaim as a big chiddush that he says. Malchus has to be lifnei bezdin, has to be given, inflicted lifnei bezdin dafka. What does lifnei bezdin mean? He gets this from a Rambam. Based on a Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. There are other pshatim of the Rambam, but this is Reb Chaim's. Reb Chaim says in Hilchas Eidus, the Rambam says, we'll start with Parachaf Halacha Beis. This is in the sugyas of Hargu Ein Heragin, where the Mishnah says in Makkos that once the Edom Zomim were successful in killing the Nidon, Hargu Ein Heragin, so then they are not going to be killed themselves. Ein Heragin. The Rashi, we think it's a Gemara, but it's a Rashi. Rashi uses the Lashon of Kasher Zomim Alo Kasher Asa. That's not in the Gemara. That's Rashi and Parsha Shoftim, but the Gemara says Hargu Ein Heragin. So the Rambam says, the big question is, what does that apply to? Hargu Ein Heragin applies to Misa, and Pashtus does not apply to Mammon. Meaning, if the Eidim made the guy pay, then we could just, it's Efshar B'Chazara. That's the language of Tosfos in the first parak of Baba Kama. Efshar B'Chazara, so you can't have a Kasher Asa, but it comes to Mammon. What about Malchus? What about Malchus? If the Nidon already got Malchus, do we say that, oh, it's too late, and therefore the Eidim are not going to get Malchus? Or do we say, no, somehow that could be undone? So I would have said that Malchus is just like Misa. Right, Malchus and Misa, it's done already, you can't take it back, they're already successful, so that's the Gzeres HaKos of Hargu Ein Heragin. It's not a din of Misa, but it's a din of Kasher Zomim Alo Kasher Asa. It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, If the party is already killed and then was huzam, they're not killed. But if he already got malchus, the edim are still going to get malchus. You don't say when it comes to mammon, you can give it back. Malchus also, it's as if it didn't happen yet. What do you mean didn't happen yet? They got malchus, just like they got misa. They got malchus. You can't undo that. So what is being referred to here? So there are various pshatim given in this Rambam. Reb Chaim's pshat is that there's a special din. Reb Chaim on the Rambam, right there in Chav Beis. There's a special din of Malkus Bifnei Bezdin. And if Malkus wasn't Bifnei Bezdin, so then it's as if it didn't happen. Matzinu gabi Malkus to mean Nadavka Shiyuka Bifnei Bezdin. Ukadichsib Bikra Vipilu Ashofet Vihiko Lefanov. And he's hit in front of the Bezdin. V'cheinu lashon Rambam Malkin bizman hazeh b'chol makom menatara b'fnei shlosha smuchin v'lishta de b'fnei shlosha mashma de kolel gamzos shamalkus tia b'fnei mdafka v'kol ikara shamalkus kiyuma rak l'fnei Bezdin only l'fnei Bezdin very pshita de lo shai v'chulu uktiv v'nikla de v'chulu. Let me find the line. And therefore, says the Rambam, right when the Edom become Edom Zomimin, what does it come out? They made up the whole story. So this guy wasn't Chaya Malkus. So when this guy got Malkus, it wasn't Halachili Malkus. It was just a guy being hit by the members of Bezdin. Igloi Milsa de Losa Veloklum. Velonis Chaya Malkus Meolam. Imke Nimsa, De Einala Malkus Din Maisa Bezdin Klau. Velochashivi Bezdin Bazeh. Vehoka Chutzla Bezdin. So this guy got whipped. But it wasn't, didn't have this halachic status of Bezdin, because it wasn't in front of a Bezdin. It wasn't Bezdin inflicting Chiyah Malkus, because there was no Chiyah Malkus. Say, Gloy Milsa, that it didn't have Malkus, it's not called Kasher Asa. And that's why the Edim can't get Malkus. That is Reb Chaim. By Misa, there's no special din by Misa Lifnei Bezdin. Yes, it comes out also that there wasn't a din Misa's Bezdin on this Misa. But still, for reasons of Kasher Asa, it's good enough. The guy's dead. You just look at the Lamaisa. The guy's dead, so the Edom can't be killed. So that's the chilek of Reb Chaim relating to Malkus. The Chazon Ish, who has Haaretz on Reb Chaim, in the back of Reb Chaim in the Gilyonos, he says, what is Reb Chaim talking about? I don't understand this. If it's not called Malkus, it's not called Misa. And if it is called Misa, it is called Malkus. He doesn't understand this chilek that Reb Chaim makes, that Dafka Malkus has to be Bifnei Bezdin, but not Misa. He does not think that chilek is the pshat of the Rambam. There are a lot of discussions that one can have for regarding Malkus. There is an interesting shita. Also, we know the Gemara tells us in the Maseches Makos that really the Torah says Arba'im, and we say 39. So, Arba'im Yakeda Lo Yosef. So, is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan? So, we assume that that's a din d'araisa. We assume that the Torah only meant 39. Not 40. Not like the Torah says 40 and the Rabbanan. There is a language of the end of Maseches Makos. It says, the Rabbanan were batsru chada. The Rabbanan took away one. But we assume that means that the Rabbanan understood that the Dinda Araisa should be like this, should be only 39. That's the simple pshat. There is the Rambam, though. Again, another Rambam that has to be analyzed. Maybe I'll just mention it. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchas Sanhedrin, Kama Malkus Mechuyah Malkus. How many Malkus do you give him? Kifi Kocho, Shenemar Kedei Rishasa B'Mispar. Hu Shenemar Arba'im. Shein Mosifin Al Ha'Arba'im. Afilu Haya Chazaku Bari Kishimshon. Aval Pochsin L'Chalash. But you give less. Shemyaka Chalash Makaraba B'Vadei Humes. L'Fichach Amru Chachamim. Shafilu Habari B'Yoser Makinoso Tisha Ushloshim. That's why the Chachamim say that even though he's very strong, you give him 39. Shem Nosif Lo Achas Nimsa, because if you only add on one and you make it 40, so he's getting what he's supposed to get. Nimsa shloiko el arbam haru yoslo. What is the Rambam talking about? If you give him 40, he's getting what he's supposed to get. He's only supposed to get 39, right? Remember that Gemara? Rava says that there are these kami these foolish people that stand up in front of a sefer Torah, but they don't stand up in front of a gavah rabba, because the Torah says 40, and the rabbanah came and said no, 39. They knocked out one of the last, so they're so to speak maybe more powerful than the Torah itself. So again, how to understand that gemara? There's a great story that we like to mention in the context of that gemara, but we assume that that's a din daraisa. We don't assume that the rabbanah knocked out one on their own, but the Rambam is unclear what the Rama means regarding that. The Chiyuv Malchus also came up very much based on the other Mishnah that Malchus we know is Poter Chiyuve Kares, and in the days of the Maranos, right, they wanted to get Malchus in order to get rid of their Chiyuve Kares. So again, that's a it's a big discussion. That's why the people wanted to rely on the Rambam about the recreating the Smicha in the 1500s. But that is not for now. Okay, we'll have to stop here.